Seems that one of the big problems with this business is, whilst it has its uses, as I'll warrant you, one needs to be very, very careful. The Buddha's words, as you might say, that I've heard this, this, this and this, whatever, is brilliant expositions on those various aspects, grasping, aversion, you might say, jealousy, hate, all these sort of things. Be careful one doesn't get hooked up in thinking that one can disperse of these things merely by thought alone. It means, truly speaking, that wherever these things occur, grasping, aversion, whatever, which happens perfectly naturally all the time, one needs to turn an area of consciousness into that rather than thought, to observe a degree of unease that operates within this aspect, perhaps grasping. All of the others, of course, are minor aspects of that same grasping anyway. But to take them back by consciousness, where is it coming? To get the feel of it. And feel is the operative word. It's almost as though both the area of emotion and of thought tightens up. We need to get aware of that. But even that isn't enough. Because we then become, to some degree, stuck or adhered to that very aspect of grasping, which produces tension that does not allow us to free ourselves. So that it's inevitable that we put something else into practice that's going to safeguard us from that adhesion. And the only thing that we know is well-being. Call it metta, if you like. Well-being, good-naturedness. Now here we have an aspect which is the opposite. This goodwill, good nature, is an opening out rather than a closing in. You appreciate that. When you're feeling amiable, you could give the world away. But when you're not, you drag yourself in. Hello.
Hi.
So this aspect of well-being is so vitally important. So it is one we have to capture and find within us ways of maintaining it, so that when we examine these other aspects in which grasping would occur, we can observe it for the very nature of grasping and be able to release it and let it go, rather than get stuck to it, because the natures are totally different, the openness as opposed to the clinging. So it's vitally necessary that we learn within ourselves to be that open good-naturedness for as long as possible, and if anything to establish as a base from which to have all activity. And if our activity is based upon that, then all these other aspects of tension have to diminish, which gives you a better mode. You become a better person within yourself and with those who you deal with all the time, or animals or plants, whatever the case may be. Because you begin to sense, feel a sense of union with other things rather than separation. And this, to a great extent, removes your sole big problem, which was that of loneliness in the first place. So in every way, this is the thing to be cultured more and more, regardless of anything else. Because that easy openness does not allow things to stick. They all pass through and in and out, like an open door. No, to no door is better, because you pass in and out with ease, rather than have it closed and only open partially. But it really is well worthwhile in that respect, you see. I mean, if you can look at everything from that point of view, rather than I want to know business, which again is selfish and clinging to knowledge rather than the reality, if we can do it from that softer area way, then we can appreciate the very nature of it and of ourselves in the same moment. So we get a sense of union rather than separation. In that way, we become to cure ourselves of all these ills and begin also to see that there's a different kind of life in a different dimension, because the consciousness is not physical. It is conscious of physicality, of course it is, but the consciousness itself lives in the spirit world and always did. And then we begin to see ourselves as spirit within the physicality, rather than the physical being the essence of things, which gives you a sense of freedom, which takes away the fear of death and all these things as well. It's not a thing you turn a switch on and off like a light. It's something you gradually come to perceive. And as you do perceive it in depth, then you realise that somewhere along the line there was a mistake in which you got attached to a body where you didn't need to. That's the thing to ponder, put it that way. Don't have to believe it.
I think in our society people are afraid of that openness because they feel vulnerable.
Well, this is one of the problems. You see, if you're open, you think you're going to get hurt. But think of this. If you're relaxed when you fall, you don't get hurt. If you're stiff when you go down tight, you do get hurt. Is that true? It's like throwing a ball against the wall, you know, it keeps bouncing back, woof, 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 so you go on forever. I suppose you hang a blanket in front of it, you'll see it and fall down. Where you've got that ease, you can't get hurt. You only get hurt with tension. There are things to ponder. But of course it's difficult to allow oneself to be open initially. One has to take by degrees, but of course even there you're going to get hurt. And you can get it totally, you find it doesn't happen anymore. But I will say this, no matter how open you may be, you can't get internally hurt in the sense of in your mind or your emotions, but your body can still get hurt because it is subject to the laws of the world. It's not going to say if you bump it with a hammer it's not going to get bruised. But by the same token, if you're open and your consciousness is open, there's less likely to have accidents, which usually happen because one is unaware of certain circumstances. If one is aware, one day don't happen. Hey folks, one or two new faces. If there's any questions you want to ask, please do so. Anything you want explaining perhaps a little further, ask. But feel at home and don't feel out of things. If there's anything you'd like to tell us, well, do so by all means. And one thing about this, there is nothing that you can speak about that isn't part of this whole in one form or another. Whatever goes on in the world, or whatever we talk about, is all part and parcel of this progression by coming to understand it for what it really is. Good, bad, indifferent, makes no difference. It all missed to the grill. That's if we recognise it for what it is and learn from it. This is what life's about. Now there's so many things in life we take for granted, this is the way we do things, but is it necessarily a healthy way of doing it? Is the outcome as good as it might be? If we examine how we go about it, we might find out. This question to the ministry. The examination is what matters. The attitudes of mind in which we approach things. It isn't so much the actions that we do, so much as the emotion we use to do it. Whether it's done with love or it's done with hatred, it makes a whole lot of difference with the same thing. Most people that I've met, they've brought me to the opinion that the majority of people don't like who they are or what they are and try to be somebody else. They tell them other people as being better than they are and try to model themselves upon it. Consequently, they'll never know themselves. Never. You can't know anything that keeps changing. You can observe something that retains its own habit patterns. By observing all these patterns, one begins to see where it's coming from, deep down within. Don't change anything. Don't try to change things. Just observe what is there. Observe what you like. Observe what you don't like, but don't try to change it. May sound strange. It's a very good thing, really. Because as you go over a period of time, a year or 2 years, as the case may be, there's an awful lot to be seen. Good, bad, indifferent, whatever it may be. But as we begin to put them all together like a jigsaw puzzle, we begin to see they all make something which we never realised was there. You might say, they begin to get the balance from this and that. And that gives you a degree of equanimity, hopefully. Not too much weight is on one side more than the other. And when we can reach something like an equanimity, a well balance, then our minds are much more focused and see things more deeply and begin to realise the nature of things. So if we can begin to look upon ourselves as if we were looking on somebody else, merely to observe without judgment. Without judgment. Not very easy. But impartially, shall we say. Say, well, this is not very clever. This is perhaps more clever than that. This is not a judgment. It's an assessment. This is what is happening. It's an assessment. It's not a judgment. Are you completely to see yourself in this one?
Three more.
I think we better go upstairs then.